Parents in Washington State may notice another measurement along with their students' state test scores. The student growth percentile is meant to compare a child's learning to their peers, but critics say it may not work. KOW's Ann Dornfeld has more.
The student growth percentile is frequently compared to the growth chart at the pediatrician, showing how your child's height and weight compares to their peers. Instead, the SGP is supposed to show in relative terms how much your child's state test score improved over last year compared to kids around the state.
Well, I hate to hear myself give you this advice, but my advice to parents is to ignore the student growth percentiles.
Steve Cerisi directs the Center for Educational Assessment at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He studied SGPs and says they're far less reliable than that growth chart at the doctor's office. He says measurement error is much greater on standardized tests, and it compounds the more years you're comparing scores. The federal government gives states financial incentives to use SGPs to show how well schools and districts are doing. State Education Department spokesman Nate Olson advises caution in interpreting your child's student growth percentile.
We don't want to narrow it down to just one particular measure. I think the entire picture is important.
That means test scores, grades, and hopefully feedback from your child's teachers. I'm Ann Dornfeld reporting.